The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7:20 on News Talk 830 WCCO. We're putting the focus on teachers, educators, paraprofessionals, staff, the stress, the burnout they're going through. We did get one text here from someone. Ridiculous. All essential workers are burnt out. Stop whining and do your job. Fair enough. We're also getting a lot of texts from teachers who are just fed up. Joining us now is Education Minnesota President Denise Specht. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Vanita. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So curious, I was reading an article in Forbes about how they're saying nationwide 48% of teachers have admitted considering quitting in the last 30 days. And you as an organization have noticed that burnout as well. How bad is it in Minnesota? And can you share some examples for us?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I just want to start by saying that I don't know one educator working in a traditional school setting that doesn't believe that most students do better in person. We all want our schools open. But the unfortunate thing is that for many schools in the state of Minnesota, that's getting harder and harder. Challenges are great, and in places, they're at the point where they just don't have enough adults to make the schools work safe. That's not just in the metro, it's a statewide concern. I've traveled all over the state. I've talked to educators in 125 districts, and they all say that this is the most challenging year they've ever had.
Are you concerned about where this profession is going if we start losing some very experienced teachers in the classroom and possibly have a tough time encouraging young people to enter this profession?
You know, I talked with a group of aspiring educators just last week on a national level, and they are super excited to get into the profession, and I am excited for them. I believe that educating in our one of the best careers anyone could have. I think that this society and our state are really telling not just our aspiring educators, but our students something. When we don't provide the resources and the support that they need in school.
We've been getting texts from teachers talking about how they're not sure who's vaccinated, who isn't. Some teachers foregoing testing because they're concerned about staffing in that school, the school that they're working in. Is that a reality that you're seeing and hearing from around the state?
You know, the school staffing shortages by far is the greatest challenge that we're hearing about. Just in a metro high school yesterday, there were 14 staff who called in sick in one building. There were only 5 subs that they were able to find. So that meant that there were 9 unfilled positions. So what that meant is that there were 9 classrooms during the day that either had, someone else in the building filling in. Maybe it was a teacher in another subject. Maybe it was, the principal. This is happening every single day. This is very unsustainable, and it is coming to a point where schools are just saying, we can't do this anymore. We cannot cobble together this puzzle every single day and say that it's good for students or staff.
It is 7:24 right now. We're talking to Education Minnesota President Denise Specht. We've been watching the situation in Chicago. Chicago teachers said enough is enough. We can't take this. They will be back today and tomorrow. Students will be back. Are we headed for that kind of situation at all in parts of the state or statewide?
I think we have to pay attention to what educators are saying on the ground. We have to pay attention to students and families and what they're saying, because in many, many places, the conditions are okay. But there are too many schools and school districts where just the basic CDC guidelines for prevention are not happening. In fact, I talked with a group of educators last week. 50% of them said that their district, their employer, is not following the prevention guidelines. That's really what we need. We need a layered approach to mitigation. That is what's going to help keep our schools open. We just don't have that in enough places now.
So that's one thing you're advocating for. Are there some specific things that we can do right now, that districts can do right now to help the situation? Are there things that parents can do? You know, everyone just seems helpless watching all of this happen. Could you be specific in what you think could help?
For sure. Yes, I am hearing frustration and concern from everybody. And that frustration sometimes comes out sideways. We know we're still in a pandemic. But I would say that it is important that everybody check in with their school district and find out where are the needs. What can I do to help? One thing that we know for sure is that mental health issues are at an all-time high. The Center for Applied Research and Educational Improvement out of the U of M surveyed educators, students, and parents during COVID. And one thing that they saw in their survey this summer was that students were very worried about their own mental health moving into the school year. And teachers were, number one, worried about their own students' mental health, but number two, worried about their own. I think that we could take our American Rescue Plan dollars, our surplus that's sitting at the legislature, and get resources to our schools where we can hire more professionals to meet the needs of our students and our staff, to take a look at where the problems are. Why aren't people entering the profession? How can we make that pipeline the obstacles? We're sitting on a lot of money right now, and I think the best thing we can do is show our students that we care about them by getting our schools the resources they need.
Okay. Education Minnesota President Denise Speck, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We really appreciate all the texts from teachers. Keep them coming, 651-461-9226. Thank you, Denise.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.